Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really cutting through the static. We're going to illuminate the South African National Standard SANS S1083.2023, our mission. It's to show you how this standard is, well, not just keeping pace, but actually embracing some pretty groundbreaking innovations.
Right.
Specifically in occupational hearing conservation, particularly with what's known as boothless audiometry.
That's the key area.
Yeah. And we're going to tackle a crucial point of confusion head on, review some, frankly, surprising facts, and highlight a truly cutting-edge application. It might just redefine how you think about hearing tests.
And what's really fascinating here, I think, is that SANS S1083, I mean, even the Fleur versions, they've always focused on a performance-based approach.
Performance-based.
Yeah, it's always been about ensuring a quiet acoustic environment right at the patient's ear, not just demanding, you know, a specific physical sound booth. And this focus on where the quiet needs to be, not just the structure around it, well, that's fundamental to understanding how we can innovate now.
So it's always designed to allow for new tech, not lock us into like just building booths forever.
Precisely.
And this performance idea, it hinges on attenuation, right? Reducing sound intensity.
Exactly.
Attenuation.
So a headset with high attenuation, it blocks out more noise, creating that quiet space at the ear. And clause 15.1.2 in the standard actually points to other standards, SANS S10182 and ISO 82531.
Yes. Those define the maximum permissible ambient noise levels.
Yeah.
The MPNLs.
Right, MPNLs. And here's the game changer bit. These noise levels, they depend directly on the headset's attenuation.
That's the link.
So the functional test environment can literally be created right there at your ear.
Exactly right. And that principle, it means a headset with really good attenuation lets you do accurate tests even if the room itself is a bit noisy.
Okay.
Take the CUDA Wave's AmbiDome system. It uses these deeply inserted foam ear tips plus ear cups that go right around the ear.
Right.
And together, they create this significantly isolated little microenvironment right at the ear canal. A microenvironment. Okay, that makes sense. But here's where, you know, it gets really interesting, maybe a bit confusing.
The note.
Yeah, exactly. There's a new note in the 2023 standard, clause 15.1.2.3, note 1. And it seems to suggest that if you can't measure a device's attenuation physically with just like a sound level meter in the field, then it doesn't meet the requirement. And that feels like a real sticking point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially for our listeners in occupational health. I mean, this could stop them using tech that actually works better.
It absolutely does create a sticking point. And frankly, the wording in that note is, well, it's a scientific misstep.
Okay. How so?
Well, think about it. You wouldn't test a car's crash safety just by, you know, bumping it slightly in your driveway, right?
Yeah, of course not.
You take it to a specialized lab for controlled scientific tests. Measuring headset attenuation, it's the same principle. It's complex. It has to be done under strict laboratory conditions following international standards like ISO 48691.
Not just with a meter in the clinic room.
Definitely not. And the CUDA Wave's attenuation, for example, has been extensively validated in those proper lab settings. So the note, its intention was probably good, maybe trying to stop people using, I don't know, uncertified headphones off the shelf.
Right. Makes sense.
But the way it's written is just imprecise. Compliance really hinges on using known, scientifically validated attenuation data from a lab, not a quick field check.
That's a really crucial distinction. Scientific lab validation versus a simple field check. So, okay, CUDA Wave's performance is scientifically proven. How does it actually achieve this high level of performance enough to work without a booth?
Well, the AmbiDome system, it's quite clever. It effectively collapses the sound booth right down into the headset itself.
It collapses the booth.
Yeah, it's got two parts working together. Those deep insert earphones we mentioned and the circumoral ear cups. This combination gives really superior passive noise blocking.
Okay.
Especially, and this is important, at those tricky low frequencies, like 125 to 500 hertz, where noise is often a problem.
Right, the rumbling sounds.
Exactly. And get this, at 250 hertz, it can offer up to 50 dBs more tolerance for ambient noise compared to standard headsets.
50 decibels, that's huge.
It is. It's often even better isolation than you'd get from an average single-walled sound booth at those frequencies.
Yeah.
But honestly, the real technological leap, the game changer, it's the active, real-time ambient noise monitoring inside the ear cups.
Active monitoring, so it's listening to the noise.
Constantly. While the test is running, it's not just a one-off check of the room beforehand. It continuously validates the conditions for every single hearing threshold being tested.
Wow.
And if the background noise suddenly spikes, Maybe someone slams a door outside the system dynamically adapts. It pauses the test.
So you don't get a bad reading.
Precisely. No contaminated results. Plus, it creates an auditable record of the noise conditions during the test. That's a level of quality assurance you just don't get with static room certification. It's like self-validating precision.
Self-validating precision. I like that. So, okay, bringing it back to the real world. What does this all mean for you, the listener, maybe running a hearing conservation program?
Well, the proof is often in the pudding, as they say.
And the pudding here is NASA.
Seriously?
Yes, NASA. An organization known for incredibly stringent requirements, right?
Absolutely.
They needed to test astronaut hearing on the International Space Station, the ISS.
Which is not quiet, I imagine.
Not at all. Constant background noise, around 60, 70 decibels. Think loud machinery, fans.
Wow. Okay.
And NASA selected and deployed a modified CUDA Wave Pro-TMP system up there for hearing assessments in that environment.
Get out. If it works accurately in 70 dB of constant noise on the ISS.
It can certainly handle most environments back here on Earth.
That's incredible validation. And it's not just NASA, right? It's seeing wider use.
Oh, yes. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, is adopting it. It's being used in schools, in remote communities. Mm-hmm. Basically anywhere getting a traditional booth is difficult or impossible. So just to wrap this part up then, SANS 1783.2023, it's not a barrier. It's actually a forward-looking standard. It embraces this kind of tech advancement, making really precise hearing conservation, well, more accessible and effective for everyone.
That really is the key takeaway. The shift towards boothless systems like CUDA Wave, it isn't just about being more efficient, though it is that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fundamentally about bringing precise, validated healthcare directly to the patient, wherever they are. It transcends the old limits of needing fixed infrastructure, like a booth.
Right.
And maybe this leaves you with a thought to ponder. If we can shift from static room requirements to dynamic, localized, real-time solutions for something as precise as hearing tests, what other areas of healthcare could be transformed by that same kind of thinking?